This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Music can be incredibly powerful. Some people are, in fact, using music as medicine. And Julie, I guess music can also move mountains. See what I did there?
I like it.
welcome to the studio. I should say welcome back to the studios here in Westlake at Intercom. Julie Frost, the director of Music Moves Mountains Foundation. And Julie, I guess you're the founder as well?
Yes.
How long has the foundation been kind of in operation and how long has it been an organization?
I started it in 2012 and it was basically because of my own personal struggle trying to find resources, and I think that's how a lot of nonprofits start, and you see a need, and that's where we kicked it off.
Try to fill that need.
Yeah.
Now, the reason we had you in is you've got a benefit concert coming up on Sunday, March the 8th from 1 to 4 at the 1 to 1 bar in South Lamar. And I guess before we talk about that, let's figure out what the Music Moves Mountains Foundation is. I mentioned a little bit about music as medicine. What is the Music Moves Mountains Foundation? What's its purpose? What are you trying to accomplish? What kind of change are you trying to affect with the foundation?
So again, I started it when I was looking for music therapy or adaptive music lessons for my son. He was diagnosed with a handful of neurological disorders. And I kind of came to a wall as far as in the state of Texas, it is not covered by a lot of insurance companies because the state does not recognized as a state practice. It's a national practice, but the state has to regulate it in order for insurance to cover it. So,
okay. And in Texas, that's not done.
Right. And that is something that a task force of music therapists here in Texas are working towards.
You're then working toward legislation, ideally?
Yes. And as our charity is more just filling in the gaps to help people financially access it, the same thing with music education. The arts is typically the first thing to get cut in the budget, and especially for someone with special needs, that's even more expensive. So,
now let's talk about, and we'll come back to the foundation a little bit more. Let's talk first about the benefit concert.
Yeah.
Again, Sunday, March the 8th, 1 to 4 at the 1 to 1 bar on South Lamar. I think from memory, is it 1500 South Lamar?
It's kind of 1509. It's in a little shopping center.
Yeah, it's where the Domino's is, I think.
Yes.
There's a Starbucks
right
there.
Uh-huh.
It's just
so it's free parking, easy access.
Ooh, everybody loves free parking.
ADA
it's just
accessible.
South of the Genie Car Wash, I think.
Yes.
Okay,
right.
So that's how to find it.
Yes.
Now, let's talk about what's going to happen. It's a benefit concert, which means there's music. What kind of music can we expect to see at this thing?
So this year we are doing a tribute to the 70s. I am a 70s kid, and so this year I got to choose.
Okay.
And another goal of mine is...
That's a good choice, by the way.
Thank you. Another goal is to bring together multi-generations of musicians and families, really, to enjoy music together.
So it's an all-ages, family-friendly event. Is that the case?
Yes.
And it's got a 70s focus. Now, who's going to be on stage at this thing? Who are we going to hear performing?
So I'd like to also mix it up with some of the music mentors that have volunteered with us alongside some of the recipients. You know, we raise funds for music scholarships as well. We do a mentorship. And so we do a lot of pairing and collaborations, but some of the people listed are Larry Seaman, who is a veteran musician here in town who has been with us since we began. I have a son who plays in a band called Long Iron Toe. They're all teenagers from 13 to 15.
Okay.
And we have
Passed along your appreciation for 70s music, I guess.
Oh, you bet.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Keeping the 70s alive.
That's right. And we also are featuring someone special that I have gotten to know recently, an artist who has just graduated from the Austin School for the Blind. He is a pianist and singer. And he caught my ear when I heard him doing some Stevie Wonder. And he's an amazing, amazing talent. So he's going to be featured. Also, Henry Herbert, who is another piano phenom who has just moved to Austin, actually, from England about a year ago. And he's one of our volunteers as well. And then we have another teenage band called Favor, who are some students at Westlake High School right over here.
Right across the street.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Again, that happens on Sunday, March the 8th. Where can people, if they want to come out and see this thing and they want to participate, where can they get tickets and how can they help out?
You can buy advance tickets at the1to1bar.com. You can go to our website, musicmovesmountain.org. There's all kinds of information that takes you to the Facebook event page link. It's easy one click to buy tickets. Or, of course, you can just show up and donate. We're asking for a suggested donation of $15, but, of course, you can give lots more if you want. And kids are free, under 18.
It is family friendly.
Yes.
We're talking to Julie Frost. She's not only the director of the Music Moves Mountains Foundation, but also the founder. And you mentioned the mentor program. Can you talk a little bit about that? What is your mentor program?
Everything kind of, the way I've done this through the years has happened very organically. And so I've formed a lot of these programs around the need, you know, people that have come to us, things that I've just seen close in our network of kids sort of falling through the cracks. Maybe, you know, you can't afford lessons or you're not, you know, you don't really want to go out to a music school and you want someone to come to you or that sort of thing. Like my son, for instance, has a very severe anxiety disorder. And sometimes that whole look doesn't really work for him. So we like to pair up people that really work with personalities. You know, really everyone that I work with, I get to know first and make sure that they are a good outlook and just a good soul, you know, who wants to help out.
And we're talking about music therapy. And you mentioned your son. Can you give some other examples of some other ailments, afflictions that can be treated with music? What
sure.
Music therapy can affect who and what can it do for them?
It actually became a board-certified practice back in World War I and II after soldiers returned and they...
This is post-traumatic stress disorder?
Yeah, exactly. And even healing up physically in the hospitals, they would send musicians thinking it was just kind of entertainment, really, but to help the morale and kind of help them connect as being human again. But they realized that they were healing much faster and there was a science to it. And
they kind of stumbled into it, I guess. It started out as entertainment and they realized it was much better.
And I mean, we've been using music for healing since the beginning of time, but as a board certified practice in the United States, that's when it happened. It can help pretty much any ailment, you know, everything from autism spectrum disorders to Alzheimer's to, you know, we do have a music therapist who works at the VA, you know. It can be for anxiety or brain trauma, you know, you name it.
And what about the future for the organization? Again, we're talking to Julie Frost. She's a director and founder of the Music Moves Mountains Foundation. What does success for the foundation look like to you? What's the future look like?
To be able to serve more people and have a wider reach.
It'd be nice to shorten that waiting list, right?
Sure, yeah. And this is our benefit is one way you can help them.
Are there other ways, if people are looking to volunteer, do you need music mentors? Do you need, what are some, I don't know, maybe instruments?
Yes.
What are some of the other ways? Of course, donations always help, and there's no better way to help an organization than with a dollar.
Sure. Yeah, that's the easiest way, but sure, we take any kind of instrument, even if it's, you know, needs repair. That's also another thing. We can take volunteers for in-kind donations for, you know, people who work on instruments or tune instruments or...
Because not everybody knows how to do that. That's very specialized.
Right. And you don't think of all the other costs that go into, once you pick up an instrument, all the other costs that go into that. There's all the accessory and gear and maintenance and that sort of thing. We do a lot of community outreach, so we're always looking for you know, venues as well to host. We did a partnership with the Austin Public Library last year where we used their space for sensory-friendly concerts. And, you know, we're always looking for musicians, music educators, anyone who just wants to help out with, you know, maybe at one of our benefit shows just to have an extra hand.
And again, if somebody wants to make a donation or be a part of the event or to help out, what's the best way to reach out and contact you or figure out, get more information about it?
The website's usually the easiest because there's links to everything else, social media and all that. So it's musicmovesmountains.org.
Now, you mentioned some great venues you've had access to in the past. Obviously, these things don't happen in a vacuum. Do you have any other partners you'd like to mention? Anybody else has been pretty significant contributor to your organization? Anybody's been a big player to help you get to where you want to be?
Well, honestly, The Who helped us launch our campaign video. And my son at the time was, well, he still is, but at the age of 5, he was obsessed with Keith Moon, who's the drummer of The Who.
It's a worthy obsession.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a loud obsession, but it makes him happy, so it makes me happy.
In the waning moments, as we start to run out of time, Julie, do you have anything else you'd like to add? What is it that we didn't get to? Anything that you need to say that you'd like Austin to hear?
We need all the help we can get, and we welcome anyone who wants to partner. We welcome ideas. You know, if you have any special requests, just reach out to us, and we're willing to work it out for you.
And again, the benefit concert comes up on Sunday, March the 8th. It's from 1 to 4 at the 1 to 1 bar there on South Lamar. If you want to get tickets for the event, it's 1to1bar.com. Julie Frosch, she is the director of the Music Moves Mountains Foundation. Thanks for coming back into the studio here and joining us on Inside Austin.
Thank you so much, John.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.